They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the donkey of the day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Donkey of the day for Tuesday, December 3rd, goes to a 38-year-old Indiana man named Donald Murray. Salute to everybody who listens to us in Indianapolis, Indiana on Real 98.3, the Nap's number one hip-hop R&B. Dropping the clues bombs for Real 98.3. You all appreciate it. Now, one of my favorite things to do when we on vacation is absolutely nothing, not a damn thing. And while I'm sitting around not doing a damn thing, I love taking in content, whether it's reading, whether it's YouTube, whether it's TV. And one of my favorite channels to watch on TV is A&E, because two of my favorite programs on there are First 48 and Live PD. The reason these shows are so amazing is because the way the criminal mind works is so intriguing to me. If you ever want to show your kids what poor choices and terrible decision-making looks like, then just watch Live PD and First 48. I actually am waiting for the Live PD First 48 mashup where the Live PD cops catch somebody and then take them into custody and the whole First 48 scenario plays out live. But forget all that. Today's donkey comes from a situation I actually saw play out on First 48. I mean, not First 48, on Live PD. And it's so interesting that a Complex article came out about it yesterday. See, Donald Murray took Indiana police on a high-speed chase last week. Let's listen to how this played out on Live PD.
Terre Haute police were involved in an intense high-speed pursuit with a driver who was operating his vehicle without any lights. The driver eventually crashed into a tree and escaped on foot. Now, the passenger told cops he didn't know the driver's name. But after getting a tip from a Live PD viewer who was watching last night, police now believe they know who he is. They think his name is Donald Murray. He's now facing charges of felony criminal recklessness and felony resisting law enforcement. He shouldn't be hard to spot. No, I mean, look at this guy.
Now, if you were paying attention at the end, they said he shouldn't be hard to find. All right, just look at this guy. Well, what is so distinct about this man? What does he stand out so much for? Well, poor choices, kids. All right. One way that we have failed you all over the past probably 20 years was not being harder on people for face tattoos. Seriously, we have ignored face tats. We have normalized them, even though we have seen certain rappers get older. Birdman, for example, he got older and he said he wanted to get all his face tats removed. Face tats are what happens when you make a permanent decision based off temporary feelings. And those temporary feelings are usually drug induced, alcohol induced, or just young and dumb induced. All right. Face tats don't age well, and they aren't for everybody. Face tats are like lace front wigs. OK, they look good when you're on stage performing or on TV. But in the street, it's like, why are you walking around with your forehead looking like a screened-in porch? Same thing with face tats. When you a rapper or a Nazi or in your teens, early 20s, sure, get all the face tats you want. Just know you're going to look dumb as hell when you get older. And Donald Murray, 38 years old, is no exception, because when they flashed his mugshot on Live PD, all right, and I'm going to keep the mugshot away from y'all for a second, but when they flashed his mugshot on Live PD, he has tatted across his forehead in big, bold, black capital letters, "Crime Pays." Are you listening to me, people? This man, a criminal, featured on Live PD, across his forehead has a big tattoo that says, "Crime Pays." Mm-mm-mm. My brothers, my sisters, in the words of a wise philosopher named Roland Powell, a.k.a. Little Duval, if you're not laughing at life, then what's the point? All right, you can't script this kind of stuff. Now, Donald Murray was faced with felony charges of criminal recklessness and resisting law enforcement, and he is still at large. I feel like he put himself in this situation because I believe in the law of energy. It's cause and effect. If you get a tattoo across your forehead that says "crime pays," what do you think you're going to attract in your life? What do you think you're going to become? Ha ha! A criminal. Okay, but he should be easy to find since he has a billboard for felonies across his forehead. Now, before I give you the number to contact to get this guy off the street, let's play a game of guess what race it is! Okay, here are your clues. He's from Indiana. He took police on a high-speed chase. He has "crime pays" tattooed across his forehead. Also, very big clue, Freddie Gibbs, who's from Gary, Indiana, has a song called, guess what, "Crime Pays" on his album Bandana. And Freddie posted a pic of this guy with Bandana out now on Twitter. Angela Yee, guess what race it is?
I'm gonna say he's white.
Really? Why do you say Caucasian?
Because I don't want to believe that a black person did that.
Okay. Angela Yee says Caucasian. DJ Envy.
Yes.
Let's think about it. Donald Murray from Indiana to took police on a high-speed chase. Mm. He has crime pays tatted across his forehead. Freddie Gibbs, who's from Gary, Indiana, has a song called Crime Pays, and he posted a pic of this guy with bandana out now on Twitter. Guess what race it is? Yeah. Now, also remember, the Crime Pays tattoo is in big, bold, black letters across his forehead.
See, I was thinking Latin, but then his last name is Murray, so mm-hmm. I don't think it's that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to see black.
How visible would Crime Pays be on a nigga's forehead? Think about it, Envy.
not that visible. So let's go white.
All right. Angela Yee says white. DJ Envy says white. You both are correct.
I would have felt bad if I said black and I was wrong.
Donald Murray is Caucasian.
I'll do it.
All right, look at his mugshot right now on Revolt TV. Let's get this guy off the street. Reach out and touch 812-232-1311. If you have more information, you can contact Live PD directly to get this Caucasian male named Donald Murray with Crime Pays tatted on his forehead off of the street. Please give Donald Murray the sweet sounds and the Hamiltones.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw!
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.